we could move those resources to the fire line. So we already have a plan for tonight, and we're making orders for tomorrow.
Winter weather has been a problem across the South, causing icy conditions from Texas to Florida, where CBS's Skylar Henry is.
There are still states of emergency in effect for parts of North Florida, as well as Georgia, Alabama, and Louisiana. And it is because of the concerns that what may potentially happen after the fact. Because, yes, the snow event may be over, but that heavy chunks of ice that may potentially be on tree limbs or power lines may potentially force some outages for communities all throughout this region.
One student is dead and another is wounded after a third student opened fire today in a cafeteria at Antioch High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Police also say the 17-year-old shooter then shot himself and died. Motive unknown. The Trump administration has fired U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Linda Lee Fagan, the first female uniformed leader of an armed forces branch. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more.
Her primary job was heading up 57,000 personnel. That's a four-year term. She'd only served two of those. Many people believe she was instrumental in turning around the Coast Guard's recruitment issues, and responsibilities include maritime border security, crisis response.
President Trump has made it clear he wants to reduce the size of the federal force, and CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
Federal workers have been ordered to return to the office 5 days a week. Tens of thousands of senior employees may lose their civil service protections, and Trump has put a hiring freeze in place. Some federal employees told the Washington Post they fear their careers are in jeopardy. Others believe Trump's moves are designed to push people out of the federal workforce.
Hundreds of LGBTQ plus couples in Thailand are expected to make their wedding status legal Thursday, the first day a law takes effect granting them the same rights as heterosexual couples. It makes Thailand the third place in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage after Taiwan and Nepal. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Climbing the world's tallest mountain is about to get pricier. CBS's Vicki Barker reports from the Foreign Desk.
Nepal is raising the price of its Everest permit fees by more than a third to $15,000 starting in September, when peak climbing season begins. Congestion on the world's tallest mountain has sometimes seen hundreds of climbers waiting to summit in the so-called death zone. But the increased permit fee is unlikely to deter many, with some well-heeled climbers paying $200,000 for their expedition. That permit fee price hike will barely register. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Anger is growing in Turkey as allegations piled up that negligence played a role in the deaths of 79 people who died when a huge fire swept through a luxury ski resort hotel in northern Turkey. With that nation observing a day of mourning, grieving families began burying their dead. As flags fly at half-staff, 12 of the 51 injured are still in the hospital, including one in intensive care. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but colder. High only around 20. It does climb to the low 20s on Friday and up to the mid-30s by Saturday with partial sun. Right now it's 22.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
What I say, hey. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
I can't get no satisfaction.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Cause I don't know where to look for love. I just don't. tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. The greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer, yeah, I'm a believer.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave. Just lay me down.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Later.
it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Another huge wind-driven wildfire has erupted in the mountains north of Los Angeles and Santa Clarita. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna on the Hughes Fire.
We have approximately 31,000 people who are affected by our evacuation orders. Another 23,000 that are impacted by evacuation warnings.
CBS News correspondent Andres Gutierrez is in Santa Clarita.
The fire has burned through over 9,400 acres, and it is climbing towards that 10,000 mark. And so if that happens, it'll be the third fire within 15 days that has seen over 10,000 acres being burned.
The Trump administration is preparing to send troops to the southern border, as CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The Pentagon will begin deploying up to 1,500 active duty troops in the coming days. The order will be signed by the acting defense secretary. The Homeland Security Department is also preparing to begin targeted raids in cities with high numbers of undocumented immigrants.
In Washington, the House has passed a bill requiring detainment of unauthorized migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. A 17-year-old male opened fire in a Nashville high school cafeteria, killing a girl. Details from CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Security officers were on duty at the time.
By the time the SROs got down there, the shooting had stopped and the shooter had shot himself.
The incident comes almost 2 years after the shooting at Nashville's Covenant School, when an armed former student stormed the building, killing six.
Residents in southern states are digging out from heavy snow. In Louisiana, at least 9.5 inches fell in New Orleans, and Governor Jeff Landry is warning residents to take it easy on the roads.
Our biggest threat on that roadway now is going to be black ice, which not only can be dangerous, but it can be deadly. We want to ensure that we can get out of this event in the next couple of days with a limited number of injuries.
Britain's Prince Harry has claimed a substantial legal victory. Rupert Murdoch's UK tabloids have made an unprecedented apology for intruding in his life over decades, and they agreed to pay substantial damages to settle his privacy invasion lawsuit. Prince Harry's lawyer, David Sherborne.
This represents a vindication for the hundreds of other claimants who were strong-armed into settling without being able to get to the truth of what was done to them.